Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, friends. Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today, and I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Friends, today's episode is one that I've been really counting on and looking forward to because today's episode is from a good friend of mine who has a powerful testimony. Last week, I talked about the sark, and the sark is the flesh, this part of us that's unredeemed, right? It's the flesh. And that Paul says the flesh, there's nothing good that comes out of the flesh. And some versions of sark are often translated as carnal or worldly in scripture. So the sark is this pesky thing that we have to learn to stop because what happens is it will take over our lives. It's when we think we know the right thing apart from God. And the more biblically trained the sark is, the more damage it can cause. And I'm sure we've all felt like people knew the right thing that we should do, but we never asked God. And so when the sark is at work, we tend to feel run over or dismissed. And what we're going to hear about today from my friend Jesse DeCourcy is how the sark really impacted her life, but how she learned to stop the sark, how that affected her, and how that really changed her life. And I had the pleasure of interacting with Jesse one time when she reached out. She was learning about the sark and the life model, and she was trying to figure this out. Like, what is this sark business, and how do you deal with it? What do you do when it's so ingrained that you know the right thing to do? So friends, we have to learn to stop the sark. That's why it's one of the 19 skills. We actually need some training around this skill. It takes some practice. And at Thrive, we do a lot of various exercises around learning to stop the sark. I can't wait for you to hear from Jesse. Let's see what Jesse has to say about the sark.
Hi, my name's Jesse DeCourcy, and I thought I would just share my journey with the sark. So my journey really begins with this awareness of my struggle and striving of constantly trying to get things right. This led to seasons of overwhelm, anxiety, even depression, just always questioning if I had done the right thing, said the right thing. Heard God the right way, believed God the right way. Did I have the right set of religious beliefs? And just always afraid of getting it wrong or hurting someone because I wasn't doing things in the right way. And as this awareness grew, so did this journey to trying to understand if there was another way out of this. And this really came from this invitation from the Lord, really inviting me in the season, saying it's not about getting it right. It's just about walking it out with me. And around that time, I discovered the teaching by Jim Wilder around the sark. And in this place was a deep wrestle of my heart because I was challenged by this idea that maybe we weren't really created, or maybe we're limited in our ability to really definitively know if we've made the right decision, or are we even able to really know that in this life and world? And I wrestled with that a lot because there was a lot of anxiety in that idea that I couldn't even get the right thing right if I thought that I could, or and maybe it was just a hopeless cause. The breakthrough for me came in realizing that there was a peace in knowing that God knows, that God has the full picture and that I don't. And if I could just walk this journey with the Lord and try to see with His eyes and invite Him to the best of my ability and knowing into my life and daily walking with Him, that it really, at the end of the day, it wasn't about my ability to get it right or if I'd gotten it wrong. It was just being able to know that he was there, Emmanuel, with me through it all. And that for me was freedom and kind of this entry point into living a life outside of feeling like there had to be a perfect way. So I call it my journey out of perfectionism and striving, because once I realized that, that always led towards a path that was always based on my own abilities. And that maybe that verse that says it's in our weakness that we are made strong through him, that my weakness might be my strength, my own ability to say, Lord, I don't know, show me the way, would actually be my strength in this season as I walk it out with him.
Well, friends, I knew you would really like this one. Jessie's transparency in her heart is just such a wonderful thing here, as Jessie shared her journey on knowing the right thing to do. And you know, the SARC is just, it's so hard to deal with. And as Jessie shared with us, she felt the weight of that. She felt the weight of trying to get it right and trying to do the right thing and trying to figure it out. It was hard for Jessie to grow joy and peace. And I really appreciated her phrase, her journey out of perfectionism and striving. Wow. That's well said. Her journey out of perfectionism and striving. And I bet we all can relate to that. So what a beautiful testimony that Jessie shared with us. You know what? Jessie's an author and an artist. And I just want to give the heads up here that she has a book called Walk With Me. And this is actually the lion is a picture that she's painted. So please check out Jessie's website at Jessie DeCourcy. That's JessieDeCourcy.com. Check out her website, read her book, and discover more about her journey. And you can learn more about the SARC in the Transforming Fellowship book that I wrote. It's one of the chapters, as well as our Foundational 5 course and group that we have, our Habit Builder groups, especially the God Sight course. That's another one that you could learn more about, how to see some of what God sees and be able to live with joy and peace.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.